the book of Daniel is an understanding that says that this time of the end is to be understood when the prophecies that are found in the book of Daniel, the 2300 days, the 1260, the 1290, the 1335, when those come to a conclusion, that would be the time of the end. This may not seem relevant or important to those of us that haven't studied these things very much, but when you do study these things, you find that those in Adventism that want to take these time prophecies in Daniel chapter 12 and place them at the end of the world, they place an undue emphasis on the time of the end, insisting that it's identifying the very end of Earth's history instead of the time period when the prophecies fulfilled in 1798, 1843, 1844. Now, there certainly is a sense where the time of the end is the days in which we're living, but by the context of Daniel 12, the time of the end that's being emphasized there is these time prophecies. And how you understand the time of the end, there's been a very straight warning in the spirit of prophecy about why it has a bearing on how you understand prophecy in general, based upon whether you're correct on what the time of the end is. And we'll look at that quote in a minute, but I want to begin with Prophets and Kings 5:47. It says, "Honored by men with the responsibilities of state and with the secrets of kingdoms bearing universal sway, Daniel was honored by God as his ambassador and was given many revelations of the mysteries of ages to come. His wonderful prophecies, as recorded by him in chapters 7 to 12 of the book bearing his name, were not fully understood even by the prophet himself. But before his life labors closed, he was given the blessed assurance that at the end of the days, in the closing period of this world's history, he would again be permitted to stand in his lot and place. It was not given him to understand all that God had revealed of the divine purpose. Shut up the words and seal the book, he was directed concerning his prophetic writings. These were to be sealed even to the time of the end. Go thy way, Daniel, the angel once more directed a faithful messenger of Jehovah, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. Go thy way till the end be, for thou shalt rest and stand in thy lot at the end of the days." And what I want you to see here, hopefully, is Sister White is also interchanging the end of the days, the time of the end, and the time when Daniel stands in his lot, and the end of the days, interchangeably, the time of the end of the days, when Daniel stands in his lot. These are interchangeable concepts.